بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم We continue our theme, توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية Moral guidance from everyday experiences. As human beings, we habitually tend to overlook the significance of the ni'am or the favors of Allah. At times, we ignore the basic necessities of life that are at our disposal. And we may be unappreciative of the important role that Allah has granted of those things in abundance. Among the most obvious blessings of Allah to us is the gift of life. And among the necessities of life is water. There are consistent references in the Quran in numerous ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to various containers of water, so to say, reservoirs of water, whether it be bahar or nahar or bi'r or ayn or matar, oceans or rivers or seas or wells, rain itself. And we find that the Deen of Islam ascribes the most revered qualities to water. Water as a purifying source, as a resource, as a life-giving force, as a life-sustaining source. We need to realize no water, no life. That is why when they go to find other planets, they check if there's water, then there's a possibility of life. So water is the origin of life on earth, and the Quran emphasizes the centrality of water to life and to living itself, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms in Surah Anbiya, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ Every living thing is made of and from water. So, not only are things created from water, but also all living things are constituted of water. 90% of plants are water. 60% of the human body is water. 60% of who we are, the way we look, we have flesh and bones, 60% is water. So water is so common and so familiar, it seems mundane, but in actual fact, water is not an ordinary substance, despite its abundance on earth. Water is the only substance which naturally occurs in all three states of matter, whether liquid as water, solid as ice, or water vapor in gas form. And water has a mind-boggling range of benefits, from its all life-giving properties and its vital importance to the mechanics of the human body, including every cell and every organ function that makes up our anatomy. Water is the primary sustainer in all living organisms. Water is tahir, it's pure, and mutahhar, it's purifying. It's pure in itself, it's also purifying. It's a means by which you purify something else. And therein is a moral lesson. Water, like a human baby, is not corrupt by itself. It's pure by itself, but it can be corrupted by outside sources. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا لِنُحْيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا وَنُسْقِي مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَّ كَثِيرًا Allah says, and it's He, Allah, who sends down the water as glad tidings through His mercy. And we send down from the sky water in the form of rain, pure water. You know, salah is the key to paradise. As-salatu miftahul jannah, the Rasul said. And the doorway to salah is wudu, and the essential for wudu is water. There are so many dimensions to the virtues of this substance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Allah had once forgiven a lady of ill repute who had passed by a dog panting of thirst near a well. This is documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari and of Imam Muslim. And seeing that the dog was dying of thirst out of compassion, this lady, sinful lady, may Allah forgive us all. And the hadith says, فَنَزَعَتْ خُفَّهَا فَأَوْثَقْتُ بِحِمَارِهَا فَنَزَعَتْ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ He said she took off her shoe or a sandal or a shoe what she was wearing, tied it to a scarf, and drew some water. She lowered it and drew some water and saved the life of the dog. So Sa'ad bin Ubadah reported that he even asked the Prophet on another occasion. Yeah, it's one thing, an expiation of sins. On the other hand, a companion asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, my mother has died. What shall I give as charity on her behalf? The Prophet said, the best charity you can give is saqyul ma, to give someone water, to provide water for people. So offering water is thus considered a great act of sadaqah, sadaqah jariyah, a continuous, perpetual charity, either through availing water for someone who may be thirsty or digging a well to bring this source of life and resource of life to people who may need the water. So whether saving a life with water or helping people sustain their life with water, water permeates the life of a Muslim biologically, physically, religiously, and spiritually. So as people of faith, we're supposed to use water to the extent of our need, but never to abuse. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah does not love that you should waste, so do not waste. But just as a point of reflection in conclusion, water is tasteless, it's colorless, it's odorless, and neutral. However, its unassuming looks disguise just how crucial it is to life on earth and to living of living organisms. Water calms, it relaxes, it revitalizes, it hydrates, and purifies, quenching thirst. Water sustains life. In fact, water is the liquid of life. The metaphors in which water is used to symbolize paradise, you find righteousness and Allah's mercy, are quite frequently mentioned in the Quran. From the numerous Quranic ayat and references to cooling rivers and rains and springs and fountains of drinking water in paradise, in Surah Muhammad, Surah Ghashiyah, we can certainly deduce that water is an essential component not only of life on this earth, but also of the landscape of paradise. May we be deserving of the promised reward where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Glad tidings to those who believe and those who manifest their belief in good deeds. أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ. For them will be gardens. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. For them shall be gardens in paradise through which flows running water. May Allah grant us to benefit from that. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ.